Don't forget to follow Mac and T on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, and Twitch under the handle Off All Day Podcast. Enjoy the show. Oh, and there like might be spoilers here. So like totally check the show notes for details.
Hello, your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Mac and T, shooting the breeze, talking about a giant monster, if you please. T don't get it, all confused, says Godzilla's just a movie he refused. Mac tries to explain, but T don't hear. God, see it for yourself, don't live in fear. Godzilla's the king, the ruler of them all.
The new Kong and Godzilla movie also looks decent. I don't know if I'll go see it in theaters, but I'll definitely watch it at some point.
Okay, I'm like so confused and lost on all the Godzilla things and all the King Kong things anymore. How many Kongs versus Godzilla movie? Is there only two? Is this the second one coming up?
This will be the second one, yes.
Okay. And that's the same King Kong from Skull Island.
Yes.
Okay. And is this the same is it the same Godzilla from like the I want to say like the 2016 maybe?
Yeah, the Godzilla and then Godzilla King of Monsters. It's the same one.
I mean, I didn't watch King of Monsters. I still haven't seen Skull Island. I was very disappointed in that first Godzilla movie, though.
I think everyone was, personally.
It was like, I went opening weekend so freaking excited for it. I gathered up a few friends. We all went out to see it. Like, I had watched every trailer. I'd read every article. I was all in. And we were sitting there in theaters, and I was sitting next to Liz, and I was holding her hand, and every time Godzilla shows up, or you think he's going to show up, I would like squeeze her hand. I'd be so excited. And then you'd almost see a fight, or you'd almost see Godzilla doing something cool. And then it would like cut to Elizabeth Olsen or Aaron Taylor Johnson, and nothing would happen.
Yeah.
And then like throughout the entire thing, I was like, okay, that wasn't the scene. They're just waiting for it. They're just coming there. It'll come back around. And then the next time you'd see like Godzilla and I'd squeeze her hand again out of excitement. And he would almost do something cool, and it would cut away to something really freaking boring.
Right.
And then that was pretty much it. Like, it had like one cool moment at the end where he like snaps the other monster's mouth open and like breathes the fire down his neck and stuff. But it was over in like a minute. The movie was like it felt like a long movie. I think it was like 2 hours. Later on, I had come across a video on YouTube, of course, because that's where videos are. But
naturally, you know,
it was all the monster moments from Godzilla. And there was I want to say it was only like 15 minutes worth of Godzilla, and it was like 20 minutes of whatever the other monster was called. That's it. That was all I needed from the movie. It was only like 35 or maybe 40 minutes at most. out of the whole 2 hours, and oh, man, so disappointed. And so I have not returned to the modern Godzilla since. But I know you're a big fan, so I'm assuming they've kind of corrected or made things better since then.
So the second one, way better, in my opinion. There's a lot more Godzilla scenes. There's a lot more Godzilla, well, just the monsters in general fight scenes. It really made up for that first one. I liked the actors better in the second one as well. I know what's her name from The Conjuring.
Vera Farmiga?
Yes. Her, and then the dude that was in, he was in the, hold on 1 second. He was in the original, or he was in the Peter Jackson Godzilla, or Godzilla, King Kong. He played, I want to say his name was like Bruce Baxter or something like that.
Okay. It's been so long since I've seen.
Yeah, let me look up his name real quick. And no, it wasn't Adrian Brody. It was Kyle Chandler.
Oh, okay. Is that the Friday Night Lights guy?
Yes.
Okay.
It had him in it. He did really good in that movie. I think he did good in King Kong, I mean, for the character that he played. Had Millie Bobby Brown. Had the gentleman that plays in Game of Thrones, Charles Dance.
I don't think I know who that one is.
He played Tywin Lannister in Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
It had a bunch of good actors. It had Ken Watanabe.
Okay. I like Ken Watanabe.
Was he the one that was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
I don't know. I haven't seen Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon since it was, like, brand new.
I'm going to feel super racist if it's not.
Wasn't he in the... He was in the first Godzilla, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had the classic line, you know, let him fight.
Yeah.
My favorite scene... Okay, so my favorite scene in the first one was... It had nothing to do with Godzilla, actually. It was when they were diving out of the sky in that red smoke. And they had, like, the ominous opera music in the back. That probably was like my cheeks were clenched in the theaters at the time. And then that first roar from Godzilla, that was pretty sick too. But other than that, I'll agree that it was very underwhelming. But for sure, King of Monsters makes up for that first one. So if you ever get the chance to watch it, you definitely should.
Are you a fan of the old older Godzilla movies, or are you like strictly American versions?
I watch the old ones for a good laugh.
I can admit, I can agree, like the old ones, I suppose, they're pretty cheesy. They don't necessarily hold up or age well. There's like it's been going for so long. Like Godzilla's just been around forever at this point. There is like a series of more modern ones that are still that aren't America. The newest one, I think Godzilla Minus One. I keep hearing really good things about it, but I don't really know anything about it other than I believe it's. I don't want to say it looks like the old fashioned. As far as like visuals go, like it's not like a dude in a rubber suit smashing a model. But
right, I think the Godzilla Minus One is like a, isn't it almost like a remake of the original Godzilla?
Oh, it could be. Let's see. It says post-war Japan is at its lowest point when a new crisis emerges in the form of a giant monster baptized in the horrific power of the atomic bomb. So yeah, I guess that would.
together?
Probably.
Okay, so if you scroll down past cast, and then past, or if you go down to more like this, that first one, it says remake of, and then it just says Godzilla.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're probably right. I heard someone explain why it's called Minus One at one point, but I can't remember why they said it. There was like a very specific reason and a meaningful reason for it to be called Minus One, but now it escapes me. IMDb says Godzilla's Oscar-winning film, Godzilla Minus One. Yeah, I used to be like all in on the Oscars, watch all the nominations I can, and then watch the awards and just get really into it. But I have not done that in years, and now I feel kind of bad for not knowing that Minus One was apparently an Oscar winner. That's pretty cool.
I don't think I've ever watched the Oscars. I'm not gonna lie.
I used to print out a ballot, and I'd mark off all the ones that I'd seen. And then I would like make predictions on them. My predictions were never right, but I would still do it. At the height of my Oscar enjoyment, I would go through the nominations list, and I would figure out which ones were available on whatever streaming service I had at the time, which ones I would have to pay for that were already out, and then which ones I would have to pay for that would come out before the show. I would watch them all the way, there was one year where I was watching nominations like the morning of the Oscars, and I didn't really even care what the categories were. Like, so if they were on the list, I'd do my best to see them. The World Theater over there in Kearney, every year they do the short films and the short animated films.
Mm-hmm.
So you go, you buy your ticket, and then they just play. All the short films. That was really cool. So you just get it'd be like maybe 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon, and you'd see a handful of really cool, weird, interesting things. Not watched the Oscars in years. I watched a little bit of them this year, but not in any meaningful way. I did see quite a few of them this year, just almost by accident. Like, I just saw them just because they were movies that I just wanted to see in general. Like, I think I saw all but one of the animated movies. I didn't see The Boy and the Heron, which is the one that took the award. But Spider-Verse, Elemental. The hell else was there? I would say maybe there was another Disney movie. I can't remember for sure, but I was kind of sad to see that Spider-Verse didn't get the award. That movie, God, that movie's so good. Have you seen that one?
I have not, actually.
Man, oh man, you should see it.
It was better than the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's better. I liked it better than the first one. I believe it's on Netflix now, actually.
Oh, okay.
It's so freaking good. There's like 20 different art styles and animation styles in it. Like, the first one had a lot of emotional beats to it. You know, like when Spider-Man actually dies and all, you know, the Kingpin and his family stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, spoilers for anyone listening, 3, 2, 1, you know, the big reveal of the Prowler being Miles's uncle.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, we knew it, but he didn't know it. But, the second one, I think it hits more emotional beats. There's a lot more heavier things that happen in it. It's kind of a bummer. It leaves out a lot of the old, like the Spider-Verse, the characters from the first movie don't show up in the second one. Like, most of them don't. Like, you get, you get the Peter Parker from the first one, and you get Gwen Stacy from the first one, but that's really about it. Like, there's no Spider-Ham, there's no Spider-Noir with Nick Cage, there's no the anime Spider-Girl with the robot. She's not in there, but they do introduce a handful of new ones though that are just as good, and it sets up like the third one's like still a year or two away, but my hopes are extremely high for whatever they've got planned for next one, for the next one, because two was just freaking phenomenal.
Well, damn, I might just watch it then. All right, so then if I watch that, you have to watch King of Monsters. Let's make that.
I feel like that's not a fair trade.
That's a pretty fair trade, because I think King of Monsters is way better and pretty damn good.
Plus, King of Monsters isn't on something that I already have.
You don't have Max?
No.
Come on, man.
I had Max for a little bit, but I do not currently have Max. I've got Disney with Hulu and Netflix. I guess I have Prime. I have Prime Video as well. But
it's probably like $2.99 on Prime.
Maybe. If the price is low enough, I'll give it a go.